We're going to milk this for all it's worth. It's Dairyland Diaries, a look at local stories around Wisconsin.
Stories from around the state that are going to make you smile a little bit, maybe feel a little bit warmer inside, maybe just make you say, thank God that wasn't about the administration. I know. Here's a good story. We're going to Greenville for this one. About a couple ladies who were working hard during the flood. Seven cats, a small dog, and a family with an elderly man on oxygen have Greenville residents Brittany Schmidt and Cheyenne Tyler to thank for their safety after the duo executed a series of rescues last week in New London. Right there, I like it. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Sure. While the Wolf River flooded the small community on the Outagamie-Wapaka County line, Schmidt and Tyler researched strangers' homes for lost, confused, shivering, and scared pets, at times walking through as much as 3 feet of water. They also used kayaks, nets, kennels, a canoe, and many donated items to fuel their rescue efforts. Schmidt and Tyler were not even fazed by the fact that they're allergic to cats. They'd rescue cats anyway. They don't care. When evacuations began on April 15th, Schmidt and Tyler posted on the New London, Wisconsin Happenings Facebook group that they wanted to help in any way possible. Maybe they could temporarily house reptiles or small caged pets, they thought. But after logging about 20 miles in a 12-hour day on April 16th rescuing pets, they became the go-to duo. Word got out, strangers reached out to them, and they kept going. Turns out, several pet owners, for one reason or another, had left animals behind in a rush to leave. Oh my God, and those people were desperate for help. So Schmidt, who is a receptionist at Wolf River Veterinary Clinic, said they were collecting pet food, supplies, and toys. For more information and to help, you can call 920-982-2733 or visit the veterinary clinic on Wolf River Avenue in New London. Congratulations, ladies. Good work. I love to see people jumping in and helping out because in a lot of the, obviously, your priority is to get your family out. And while your pets are part of your family, sometimes in the rush, maybe you don't, or they've run away. That was one of the first rescues they did, was a cat that had panicked and taken off, and the family had to go, and they found the cat, and they got it. So very good. All right, that's diary entry number one. Diary entry number two. Do you have a shy, Parker, were you a shy child?
I was kind of, yeah, a little.
Kind of shy, a little withdrawn, a little afraid of strangers?
Yeah, I like to be
home.
Yeah,
you're not alone in that. A lot of kids are very shy, and nothing wrong with that. But if you're a shy kid at a children's museum and you're playing with an interactive sculpture of a fish, wow, why can't you do it all by yourself? You don't want to work at it all by yourself. So what do? You go to the Madison Children's Museum, and you go to their interactive exhibits, and you help your child maybe become a little less shy. The goal is for this to come up with the answer, what do I do if somebody else comes up? Why do I have to work by myself? The answer is work with someone else and maybe even meet a new friend. Psychologist Kristen Schutz studies child social development at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Waisman Center. She puts her research into practice by helping design museum exhibits that encourage kids to work together. She develops the exhibits at the Madison Children's Museum, where she is also a board member. So she said, social skill development is vital for children. We've all seen kids who are painfully shy, not your usual shyness, but really shy, and your heart aches for them because they can't make those connections. And according to Schutz, we're such social creatures that connecting with other people is really fundamental to our success. She points toward research showing benefits in academic achievement and mental and physical well-being in an interview with a WPR. For young children, she said, playtime can be a key to learning social skills. That's why there's been a movement in kindergarten to incorporate play into the daily curriculum so that children get used to working with other people and interacting and having fun. Now, according to Schutz, this new exhibit that she built at the Madison Children's Museum can just be an invitation to talk to somebody, but it can also help build social connections when two people move their bodies together and collaborate toward a common goal. That can strengthen existing relationships and also help build new ones. So if you're thinking, well, my kid's a little shy, maybe I should do this. Go to the Madison Children's Museum. It's open Wednesday to Sunday, 9 to 4. Free Thursday nights, 4 to 8. Can't beat that. Or go to madisonchildrensmuseum.org. So another happy story. What about this? A doctor who has been part of emergency flights for over 32 years, Mike Abamethy, has the longest continuous service of any emergency medicine faculty at UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. According to the university, he's been with the UW Health Med Flight since 1992. Earlier this month, he retired from UW Health's Med Flight Emergency Helicopter Medical Transport Service after spending 34-plus years in the field transporting more than 4,000 patients. Most recently, he's worked out of UW Health's Janesville Med Flight Base. That opened in 2024. UW Health has regional Med Flight bases in Janesville, Mineral Point, and Portage to serve the state. He says, I haven't found anyone yet as far as physicians who have been doing it longer than I have. That was when he was just sitting at the kitchen table in UW Health's Janesville base. His interest in medicine began when he was 15. He volunteered as an ambulance attendant because that, back in the day, was how paramedics were done. He says he'll still be flying occasionally, but only on the day shift. So that is that. Congratulations to Mike Abamethy for his retirement and 34 years of unbelievable service.